2025 March again, and I am thinking how the world is falling apart because of no female guidance, and not the men's fault, because the women have been oppressed and lost their ability to guide, and this is all through guidance through Reclaiming the Blood Masteries, which my work is about. So I began to think about where, just for some inspiration, I'll just look online to see if I can find some examples of female wisdom guidance, and assumed that I would have to look maybe for indigenous sources for inspiration, or somewhere where this ancient knowledge was held of the clan mother or the mother of nations. Somehow, long story, I ended up with a JFK story, which is pretty timely, pretty interesting. As we know, he and his brother Bobby were working to save the gold standard for one, and generally opposing the globalists with their tyrannical, destructive plans. And so this is what came up. Though a brave fighter on behalf of the world, he was in fact disrespectful and ignorant of the potential women held. He engaged in many one-night stands with women. Total disrespect. Just like Trump and Elon. You know, Trump has been accused of rape, and Elon is got four women talked into doing scientific artificial insemination and all this, and has got 14 children, and these women with twins and triplets and whatever. And so this is extremely high-level abuse of and ignorance of what the feminine is. And so going back to JFK, what happened was that JFK met a young woman when he was a teenager, and she rejected him. And years went on, and they both married, and then they met again when he was the president. She had evolved in a way that she was determined that she could influence him to create peace in the world and to stop all these wars, because USA holds the cards globally. It's in the world. And she was aware of all the details of the global tyranny, because guess what? She was born into a CIA family. She was a globalist herself, born into it, but she totally rejected it. And so no wonder she has the inside picture. And so when she reconnects with Kennedy, he is still madly in love with her, and this is not a one-night stand. They develop a very close relationship, and she is being smuggled into the White House so that it's they become lovers, but also she become, like, he listens to her, he's drawn to her, and she becomes his advisor. And she even brings in, this is like 1959-60, around there, she meets Timothy Leary. She's experimenting with ceremony and LSD and hallucinogens, and she introduces JFK to LSD, hoping to expand his mind and get him to break through to understand how he has it within his power to change the world, to stop the continual wars. And so he listens to her, and apparently his last powerful speech was about peace, and he was just beginning to make serious changes before he was assassinated. This woman, whose name is Mary Mayer, Because her family is globalist, she's not careful enough, and it leaks out that she is what she is doing, and she tells, you know, her family, you know, I've had enough of this. We need to have peace, and so they know that she's influencing him. Now, 63, he's assassinated, and 64, she is assassinated. Both professional, like she is taken down walking in a park by a professional assassin. One bullet in the head, one in the back. This is how they do it when it's planned by the globalists and by her own family. So she is a hidden hero to me. And I have just discovered her. And she is it's not that she was trained in any of these spiritual ancient traditions, but she was working as an artist, as a modernist, really exploring philosophically and with the hallucinogens. And she did meet with other like-minded women in her community. And so this may be an example of how this ancient art of enlightened clan mothers guiding from behind the man can surface in our modern day. And Mary Mayer is a fine example. And I believe no more will the globalists have the power to take out this beautiful potential partnership between men and women.